Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Sari Flesch. And we're having a wonderful conversation with Barbara Melman. I'm going to give out Barbara's phone number, actually. It's 516-319-2723. That's 516-319-2723. And of course, you can always call 311 to get information on Barbara. Barbara's going to be doing two programs in Great Neck. One October 25th, which we'll be bringing to your attention as we get closer, at 7 p.m. with the Adult Education in Cumberland, and another one in the morning at 11 a.m. on November 10th. There's plenty of time to register for that, and actually the brochures probably go out during the course of the summer.
Right.
Pretty much everybody, I get it every year.
Right, and there will be two sessions in Port Washington, but those dates are not set yet.
Okay, but you know, you'll give them to us also, and we'll announce them on the radio as we get closer. You know, the important thing, talking with Barbara, from a senior perspective, I have an iPhone maybe for 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a flip phone. I don't know what I had. That's not the point. And I got it because one day I saw my daughter FaceTiming my other daughter. And this was just after my grandson was born. And I said, you know, you should know what it is. And I did. And I was like, what is that? You can only do this on iPhone. And my phone was up. I said, guess what? That's what I want. And they showed me how to use it. And then you become proficient because you play. I mean, I do more on my phone. You know, I text, I put stuff in notes, and I copy and paste it so I can correct it. I don't make a mistake. And then I copy and paste it into my email. I really should have got the bigger one because I'm using it more. But the point is, from a senior, it's baby steps.
Correct.
In my mind.
Correct.
One little thing, and you can't get frustrated. And I'm sure you have to deal with it. I mean, like, you're not going to know the whole computer the day you sit down with you for an hour.
Part of the problem is, not that the seniors can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is easier than algebra. You know, if you grew up in New York State, you couldn't graduate from high school unless you passed algebra. And this is easier than algebra. But people are anxious about it because it's so new.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid if they hit the wrong key, it's going to blow up.
Right.
It's not going to blow up. Okay. You cannot really ruin this. And there are also ways to save your information. People are afraid they're going to lose their information. And they get told there's something like the cloud. And I absolutely hate that term because all the cloud is a computer someplace in North Carolina that's storing your documents. And the cloud is equivalent to a post office lockbox. That's really what it is. And it saves all of your information so that if you drop your iPhone, for instance, in the toilet, which is what I did, you can get all your information back again.
Okay.
And we teach you how to do it. But you mentioned something really important, and that's FaceTime. Most people don't know what FaceTime is. People who have Samsung phones use Skype, but it's exactly the same principle. So when my granddaughter moved into her new house, she wanted to show me how she decorated her room. So we FaceTimed, which is a new verb. Okay. I called her. She accepted. And then she turned the camera so that it faced outward. And she showed me her new room
right.
and how she decorated it. And we had a wonderful discussion. So for many of you seniors who have children who don't live nearby, grandchildren who don't live nearby, by the way, it doesn't have to be in America. It could be any place. It could be in China. It can be in Italy. You can do FaceTime and stay in touch.
Right. I think it's tremendous. It really, especially, you know, you have grandchildren going off to college. You go back 20 years ago. I mean, telephone, they might have called grandma or grandpa. The FaceTime, I mean, just last night, my daughter called. It was 9 o'clock. He was up late. It was the 2-year-old. He wanted to say goodnight to Papa. And you look at his face, you make faces at him, and he laughs. He knows.
Right,
you know,
right.
He can see it. And then it's goodbye, love you, and hang up.
Right.
Which, yes, it's a phone versus a conversation with a person. So, it's a, you know, there is a degree that we can't go computer crazy
right.
and not have personal contact.
Right.
But for those instances where that's the best alternative, it's wonderful.
Also, texting, people say, I don't text. I hear that all the time. Well, texting is really very valuable, and I'll give you one very wonderful example. when I took a new job, I had to fill out a W-4 form for the IRS.
Okay.
And I didn't know how many dependents to take. My sister, who is a CPA, tells me what to do, and I listen. I do whatever she tells me, except I knew she was at a conference and I couldn't call her. I needed the information immediately. I texted her.
Right.
She looked at her phone, she saw it, she put in the number and sent it back to me. And in less than 30 seconds, I had the information I needed.
Right.
Sometimes you don't need a phone call.
If you call me, it says, leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. But if you really want an answer quicker, text me. Because I can answer you right now while we're talking.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm not going to call you back until 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon probably. Because
exactly.
I have something right after this.
Yes.
Sarah, you were trying to say something.
Well, I don't own an iPhone.
Okay.
But my granddaughter was in Scotland at the University of Edinburgh this past spring season. And I Skyped her.
Perfect.
And she was happy to show me her room at the university.
Right.
And I was so happy because I hadn't seen her for about 6 months.
It is. It's wonderful.
But I should buy an iPhone.
You don't have to buy an iPhone. You know, obviously I'm partial to Apple products because I worked at Apple. And the reason I worked at Apple was because the first time I used an Apple product, I fell in love with this. I was using Apple. I was promotion manager for Life magazine. Okay, I have this new fancy job. And I walk into the office and there is this beige box on my desk. And I looked at it and I looked at my boss and he said, I was a writer, and he said, you're going to write on this. And I said, could you please get me my IBM Selectric? So he brings in the IBM Selectric. He says,
That's a typewriter, right?
That's a typewriter.
Right, right, okay.
He says, and you're going to learn to use this thing. I'm thinking, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? I've got this fancy new job, and I have to learn this. Later that night, I'm working late trying to figure this thing out, and I hear voices in the corridor. And I go out, and I see there's other writers there, and one of them has stuff on her screen. She has documents with different formats and different fonts, and there's bold, and there's, you know, fancy writing. And I went in, I said, how'd you do this? And she showed me, and I went back to my office and started doing that, and I became a convert.
Right.
I said to my boss the next day, take the typewriter, I don't want it anymore. So I'm partial to Apple products, but being a teacher in the New York City school system, I use Dells. I use Dells every day.
Okay.
Which are Windows machines, what you would call PCs. And I know a lot of people who have Samsung phones. The Galaxy phones get fabulous reviews. The answer is I don't think you should buy an iPhone if you're happy with a Samsung phone.
Just a question.
Well, I don't have a Samsung phone.
Oh.
I just have a Hewlett Packard computer. So
okay.
Half the things you're saying are really alien to me.
Okay. That's the stuff I deal with.
And you two finish the conversation because this is what you're here for, Barbara.
Okay. Samsung is a brand.
Mm-hmm.
They make a phone just like this. Now, these phones, people have to realize this is a computer in your pocket.
That's the iPhone.
Yes. The Samsung phone is the same thing.
Okay.
You can go on the internet. You can find any information you want. I was at a museum with a Red Grooms exhibit, and I heard two people talking, and somebody said, is he still alive? And I butted in, and I said, I'll tell you in a second. And I looked up Red Grooms on the phone, and no problem. I got them the information. If you have a flip phone, let me backtrack. If you're happy with your flip phone, it does everything you want, then keep your flip phone.
Right, of course. Oh, yeah.
Do not buy something because your kids or your grandkids say you should have this. You only have it if you really find a need for it. If you are not able to do what you want to do with what you currently own.
Right.
That's when you decide that you need to buy something new.
Well, if you want to be a contemporary person, you really have to keep up with what everybody else is using as far as their technology is concerned. Because my phone that I have is just the phone where somebody has to reach me, you know, like I have a memory. But this is really old-fashioned compared to what you're using.
Okay, so you're perfect. You're my customer at Apple. Mm-hmm. You come into the store. Okay. Sari, what brings you to the store today? Let's do a little role play.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for today's new computer. I just left my position at my office where I mm-hmm. had my computer and all my things stored in memory. But now that I need a computer for my home, what would you suggest?
Well, what do you do on a computer?
On a computer, I like to put in information that I'm going to need for the future. I also write articles for myself so that I need to, instead of using my typewriter, which I still have down in my basement, I need a computer where I'm going to be able to insert what I need and keep it in my memory.
Okay. Do you need portability? Do you need to be able, do you like to sit in a recliner and have your computer on your lap? Or are you the kind of person who sits at a desk and you have to be in work position?
Yes, that's who I am.
All right. So then what I would recommend to you is a desktop. And I would recommend the entry-level one, because from what you tell me, you do not need anything more powerful than that. Now, do you use a phone of any sort?
Well, I have my home telephone, and I have the one that's in my pocket, I carry with me.
And what kind of phone is that?
Well, I use the Optimum. Is that what you're talking about?
No, what kind of phone are you using?
What kind of phone am I using?
I don't need the brand name, but is it a flip phone?
Is this what you call it? I don't even...
That's a flip phone.
Okay.
Okay, flip phones. I was very happy with my flip phone mm-hmm. when I had it. Do you feel a need to have a smartphone? And these iPhones are called smartphones.
Well, it depends. If I'm at a meeting and I see people using it because they need instant information, yes, I would say, yes, I do. However, if I'm just going along doing my own thing during the day, no, I really don't need it.
Then maybe what mm-hmm. you really need is an iPad.
Okay, well, I don't know the difference between a smartphone and an iPad.
Okay, iPad, you can't make a phone call. But other than that, you can pretty much do everything,
mm-hmm.
including connected to your home computer. So that the same information that's on your computer, you can have on your iPad. And you don't need to have it connected with wires. Would you like to take a look at some of the iPads?
Yes, I would.
And see if that meets your needs.
Yes.
And that's exactly how it would go when right. somebody comes into a store.
It was perfect, because what's coming across from my perspective is you are listening to Sari's needs. You're not trying to sell, which you're not. You're not trying to sell her item. You
right.
don't really care. And at the end of it, your flip phone could be perfect for you. You don't need another phone, but you may want a pad if you're trying to get access information, but not necessarily, you know, and then you don't have the FaceTime. But that, I think, I'm just going to give you a number again. It's 516-319-2723 to contact Barbara, because we're basically out of time, and or go to some of the classes, or you're available for one-on-ones.
I'm available for one-on-one. That's what this number is for. Just a caveat, don't call me if, you know, your computer crashes tonight.
Right, right.
Okay? But if you want me to come to your home and actually teach you, I will do that. I will tell you what my fee schedule is
right.
when you call me. And I will help you. I will take away the fear. And that's what I really ultimately want to do.
Right, I agree.
Because I think technology is fabulous. But it has to work for you.
Right. And even that little conversation you had with Sari, you could turn around and say, listen, keep your flip phone. That's
mm-hmm.
perfect for you. You're comfortable with it. If that's all you're using it for,
right.
you don't need a smartphone. It's just
exactly.
to get a phone call mm-hmm. once in a while. Wait till you get home on your computer and do the rest of the work.
Exactly.
Barbara, I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. This is wonderful information.
Thrilled.
And I look forward to your classes in both Great Neck and in Port Washington. And Christina will bring them to everybody's attention as the year goes on. The summer goes on, excuse me. That's it for now. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, Project Independence, and you will be right back.